Well, listen, it's 1 minute till 2 o'clock. No, it is actually 2 o'clock in the morning as the clock has just turned. That means there's 1 hour left in the show. So listen, this next music set, we'll play this music set and we'll do the, no, you know what? To hell with it. Let's do the concert and club report now. The CKUW concert and events guide. And let's do it kind of quick. There's not actually, of course, it's the big slowdown in Winnipeg because, you know, the weather's going to change to quite rough and touring bands don't want to come here no more until at least, you know, a few months into 2025. But there's still some good stuff going on, that's for sure, including Unto Others with favorites of the show Spectre and Satanic Rites. Both those bands, love them. I don't know. Unto Others, I should say. But that's November 21st at the Park Theater. We've got Robo Jam with Canter Dust, another favorite of the show. Perception Check, another favorite of the show. November 23rd, Bulldog Event Center. A lady that I caught at the Winnipeg Folk Festival in the blistering heat, but she was wonderful. Madeline Roger is releasing a record on November the 23rd at the West End Cultural Center. We've got Exodus, heavy. Havoc, probably heavy. Candy, no idea. Dead Heat, probably heavy. November 27th, Exchange Event Center, which is 291 Bannatyne. We got an interesting show here. It's a tribute to Pearl Jam, Hole, and Offspring. That's Friday, November the 29th at the park. You know, last year, that same event sold out. Just saying. The Indigenous Arts and Crafts Sale is happening on November the 30th, and that's at the big old train station on Higgins Avenue. And it's such a spectacular building. Like, I think it's still free. So honestly, it's worth even going just to see the building. But make sure you support your local artisans. You know, I've said it year after year, but I'd much rather give my money to a hardworking, you know, independent, you know, artisan than I would to Walmart. I mean, they're, you know, I don't give my money. I try not to give my money to places like that because, you know, they're blatantly gouging us. And yeah, my money's going to go on the most part. I mean, I still have to buy some stuff at Walmart or whatever and that. But on the most part, most of my money is now going to small business, independent businesses and stuff like that. That's for damn sure. Because yeah, to me, it's weird to give my money to someone who's just blatantly ripping us off and gouging us, you know what I mean? And using inflation as an excuse. So, yeah, that's where I come out. So make sure you support local, not only bands, but, you know, everyone that does the punk rock flea market and all these awesome Christmas markets. Make sure you get out, give them your money, and then give someone, you know, on your Christmas list, or perhaps it's you. Maybe you're giving yourself a Christmas gift. But, yeah, I mean, at least you know the money's going to a good place and not in some guy's pocket who's just jipping us off week after week. So anyways, there's another market I want to mention real quick. I've been talking to Callie from Atomic Age Vintage, which is a super duper duper cool, you know, vintage seller. And she is setting up on the 24th at the Viscount Gort, which is right by Polo Park. And there's a big, big Christmas market. It's $5 to get in. And I don't know how many, you know, how many artisans are going to be there, but I think I'm going to go. I haven't been to that ever. So I think I might check it out. And it's kind of in my hood. It's not very far from home. So that's pretty sweet for me. What else are we doing here? Oh yeah. Jace Bodner. He's leaving town. Unbelievable. He's got a gig playing with a French band in France. For the love of CKUW, his final show for a long time in Winnipeg will be at Side Stage on December the 5th. And remember, Side Stage isn't a huge venue, so you might not want to wait on tickets for that one. The Holy Void album release show with Show Pony and Tired Cossack is Friday, December the 13th at the West End. That's going to be an incredible show. Oh yeah, Robots of Rush, December the 14th at the Pyramid Cabaret. That's members of Moontan, and they're doing the Rush tribute thing. Good grief, that'll be sweet. But then B.A. Johnson is playing December the 14th as well at the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club, and he's doing like a Krampusville thing, and they're actually giving away meat chosen. I said it, meat. I don't know what kind of meat. Maybe it's hot dogs. Maybe it's hot dogs and steaks. Who knows? But BA is going to choose the meat to be given away that night. So if it's not enough to be able to see BA go freaking crazy on stage, you might win a whole bunch of meat. Good grief. Can you ask for anything more? I mean, what? You know, damn. Anyways, a Lost Country Christmas, the second annual Lost Country Christmas, that is December the 19th at Times. I don't know if I'll have any damn money left, but we'll see. And then, like I said before, possibly my last show of 2024 is the New Meanies, December 28th, Pyramid Cabaret. I hope I can go. And then Del Barber is going February 28th, 2025 at the Park Theater. Apparently that's sold out. I am bitterly disappointed. And we'll go through some Times Change High and Lonesome Club stuff. November 23rd, coming right up here, Andrew Neville and the Poor Choices. Andrina Turan is playing November the 28th, Times. Tom Waits Birthday Bash, December 4th, Times. And White Horse are doing some Christmas stuff as well, December the 17th and the 18th. Of course, they have a Christmas record out. And that should be a pretty damn spectacular show for Christmas. So there you go. That's only some of the stuff that's going on. There's a billion other things going down. So make sure you keep your ear to the ground or your eyes to the internet or whatever, you know, TV, radio, whatever you, however you get your stuff going. So this next set here is, well, to be honest with you, I just threw a whole bunch of bands together that I felt like I haven't played in a long time, so we're going to play them now. What the heck? It's 2:06 in the morning. We're going to start with the Buzzcocks. It's CKUW. It's 95.9 FM Night Danger Radio. Less than an hour to go.
friends, Phil.
Real life, I'll give you farming. You want it rough, go join the Air Force. You want some sir? I'll give you Bama. You want it rough? Go join the Air Force. You want my name? I'll not remember. You want my votes? You'll have to pay me. You want my car? You'll have to drive me. You want my number? You'll have to find me. You want it now? I'll see you later. You want it large? You'll have to feed it. You want it mad? I'll give you donuts. You want it fresh? You'll have to keep it in the bar. Yeah.
From the University of Winnipeg, this is CKUW 95.9 FM, Campus Community Radio. I woke up one
morning. Hey, we're Guilty Sleep, and you're listening to Night Danger Radio on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
But I know it will. Home record. You look like you could take candy from a baby. I've seen you do it. Home record. No one can wreck a home better than you can. And I should know, 'cause I'm a homeless man. And all down to you, home record. You look like you could be taken for family. That's your style, home. I don't know what came over me. That night, all I know is once I was a king, then I turned around and I lost everything. All down to you, homewrecker. Where am I gonna run? Could be taken for family. That's your style. You look like you could take candy from a baby, even a little helpless child. Not safe in his bed no more. You're gonna get what you got coming to you someday. Homewrecker.
I'm still awake. I'm glad you are too. 95.9 FM, the Night Danger Radio Show. And we're less than, well, we've got about 25 minutes to go before 3 o'clock. I was just looking at the forecast and it says the hourly forecast is 3 p.m. and the S word may be flying. We'll see. We don't have any windows here. Maybe it's already flying out there, but this would be the first day of, you know what, coming down. So interesting. All right, so there's a big set of music, a lot of bands in there that I've played in the past but kind of have forsaken lately, but we changed that, didn't we? We heard Bob Mould with a song called Argos, because you know, the Argos wiped us out in the Grey Cup, from a record called Life and Times 2009, an anti Music put that one out. And of course, Bob Mould, a member of Husker Du and Sugar, and yeah, so many good bands. So, and some solo stuff, obviously. There's Nick Lowe before that with Homewrecker from a 2001 record called The Convincer, which was put out by Yep Rock here in North America. We heard Mike Watt with a nice song called Puke to High Heaven. Yep. Yeah, I felt like doing that, you know, after the Bomber game. Anyways, from a record called The Second Man's Middle Stand, 2004, Columbia put it out. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, who I could have included in my bucket list set from earlier on, but I did not. But still, it'd be pretty sweet to see Nick Cave in Winnipeg, damn. From Here to Eternity, from a record of the same name, and was put out by Mute Records. One of my favorites, The Jazz Butcher, before that, with Our Friends the Filth. From a record called Condition Blue, 1991, Mercury put it out over here in Canada. The Jam, before that, News of the World. From All Mad Cons, 1997, Polydor put it out originally. And the Buzzcocks off the top with Sitting Around at Home. And I played that one because, you know, when the weather gets all cold and stuff, I think a lot of us kind of sit around at home, you know, as opposed to going out and enjoying the outdoors. It's hard to do that in January and February in this province. But and that came from a record called A Different Kind of Tension, which came out in 1979 on IRS Records. So there you go. Yeah, catching up on some bands that I've been not playing. Good grief. Yeah, there you go. Let's check the weather real quick here. Oh, I'm on the wrong thingamabobber. Yeah, it's still 1 degree. So it's been 1 degree since we got here, I think. And supposed to go to -2. So we'll see. 1 degree, I don't know if we're going to get snow at 1 degree. So we'll see. We got to, yeah, we don't have much time left. So maybe we better get on with the tunes and stuff like that. Hey, I just wanted to remind you real quick, too. A couple things, though. Fun Drive in February. About the second week of February, we ask you folks to give us a little bit of your moolah so we can continue to broadcast commercial-free, and it allows us to fix stuff. Yeah, it helps pay. What do we have? Four paid staff, I think, here. And the rest of us are all volunteers. The people that are doing the shows, on the most part, are volunteers. So it helps to pay that, and it also helps to pay the bills. And we got more bills than the average household. We got licensing and all kinds of stuff, plus all the lights and the internet. And yeah, we have a transmitter that we got to pay rent for, and we got all kinds of stuff. But yeah, and remember, we're a not-for-profit station. So that's why we have Fun Drive every year in February. It's a two-week event, and we'll all come on our various shows, and we'll say, hey man, if you enjoyed our show this year, you know, can you give us a few bucks? And we got some cool swag for you, and you know, hoodies and shirts and stickers and, you know, all kinds of fun stuff. So we'll see what we come up with for this year too, for swag. Maybe we can get some newer stuff in there as well. So we'll see what happens. But anyways, that's in February. Also, make sure you give us a follow. Well, not us, but we've been banned from Instagram and Facebook because of that weird bill, whatever it was called. But there's a fan CKUW site, which is pretty fun. On Instagram, it's CKUW_presents, and you can get some news about shows going on, stuff like that. And hopefully some news about some of the shows that are happening on the station that people out there are enjoying and whatnot. So it's kind of a fun little thing. And and if you want to get updates on stuff like Fun Drive, and we have our AGMs coming up, our annual general meeting. Yeah, so there'll be information going on about what's happening with your favorite independent alternative radio station, CKW. So there you go. Okay, listen, so back in the day at Folk Fest 2 years ago, I had the pleasure of meeting someone named Adrian Bailu in person. I mean, and this guy's a legend. He's played with a billion bands like Frank Zappa, you know, the Talking Heads, amongst others, David Bowie, I mean, or Bowie, just kidding. It was a pleasure, and he was such a nice man, and he shook my hand. He's like, oh, dude, cool, you know, nice to meet you and everything. I'm like, holy cow, this Adrian Bailu guy's just wicked. So anyways, he's actually, I don't know if he's touring right now on it. They might be taking a little break break, but there's a band called Beat that he's part of. Listen to this lineup, too. It's Steve Vai. For you guitar players, you're like, oh, yeah, Steve Vai. Holy schmoly. Ridiculous stuff. And who else is in there? It's, Danny Carey on the drums and Tony Levin on the bass guitar, who was a member of King Crimson. And so what they're doing is they're playing 80s King Crimson on tour. And incredible. They probably won't be coming here. They're mostly doing the States from what I see. And they'll probably go over to Europe at some point. But that is one crazy all-star band. So let's do this. Let's do like a little offshoot of the band Beat. And we're going to start with King Crimson. This is Three of a Perfect Pair. A little bit of prog rock for you, and then we'll come back and say goodnight. It's CKUW. It's 95.9 FM. The Night Danger Radio Show is done at 3 o'clock in the morning. 19 minutes. Oh, no.
Three are the perfect pair. positive guy. I like to keep my head in the sky. I shy away from the rhetoric. It's bad for your health and it makes me sick. I'm prepared most of the time to offer up a witty line. But when I hear the volume of hate today, I cover my ears, I got nothing to say. Gentleman's way. Be quick to listen and slow to speak. Be slow yet to get angry. Oh, I don't belong and I never will fit in with the times we live in. Whatever happened to civility?
That's passionate, genuine, and personal. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
This is how I tell it. Music of Karl Orff. Yes. now be dwarves as well. I don't want to be the cause of some pandemonium, but their being supersized is a hayride to hell. What I would love to happen on some hot July night, we all go out to the park, and what do we see? The little plutonium fireworks, oh, they'd make quite a sight, while a band plays loudly off-key. Cue the music off Tchaikovsky.
Yeah, CKW, 95.9 FM. The coffee's running a little low now, folks. If I wanted to do till 6 o'clock, like some of the other folks on, some folks do 12 to 6 in the morning, my goodness. But that would require 2 to 3 cups of coffee. I've had the one, so there you go. But we're wrapping her up here. It's 2:53 in the morning. Time kind of flew by there, dang. Crazy. My voice is kind of going here. I should get the water out, dang. But yeah, listen, we just heard Stickmen, which is Tony Levin, his solo project, and they've got a few records out. So we chose From Prague Noir, Plutonium, which came out in 2016 on Audio Anatomy Records. And Adrian Bailu, the man who inspired that whole set, we heard him before that with The Times We Live In from a record called Pop Sided 2019. And that was released by Adrian Bailu independently. And King Crimson off the top with Three of a Perfect Pair from a record of the same name, 1984. And that was put out by Warner Music at the time. So there you go. And yeah, so that's all being inspired by the new project Beat, you know, with Steve Vai, Tony Levin, Danny Carey, Adrian Bailu. Wow. Another one of those all-star bands. Unbelievable. So cool. But that should about do it. I'm going to play a weird one to play you out. We haven't played a lot of hits on the show. We played a few. We played an ABBA song earlier, didn't we? We played Let It Snow, Let It Snow. Darlington County is kind of a deep track, but what else did I play that was kind of a hit? Eye of the Tiger is a hit. That's for dang sure. No, that's about it. Yeah. The rest is all weird stuff, kind of. Pretty fun. I'm just looking through we have to do logs and playlists here, and I'm just checking that out. And I'm like, oh, look at all the stuff that we played, because my mind is about to be scrambled. But anyways, go to Instagram, CKUW_presents, and give it a like and follow along with us as our fan page continues to load up on stuff. You can find out about stuff going on, the whole works. And if you wanted to follow Night Danger a little bit more, Facebook's the place to be. And Night Danger Radio, look it up. And then my Instagram thing is Night Danger WPG. And I try and post up some shows and some pictures and some fun stuff. And so go check it out. And listen, we will see you next week. And here's a weird one. This is David Lee Roth with Yankee Rose featuring Mr. Steve Vai. Take care, everyone. See you later. Bye.